Today's program is brought to you by Heritage Foods USA, the nation's largest distributor of heritage breed pigs and turkeys. For more information, visit heritagefoodsusa.com.
I'm Dave Arnold, host of Cooking Issues. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Crazy days. We're back. Episode 201 and our first since the election. I don't know if the applause button was indicated there, Dave.
No, that was for you, not the election.
All right, but we're going to get to that because, as usual, it is a cavalcade of stars here. It is our traditional pre-Thanksgiving, pre-turkey wine tasting with wine superhero Jean-Luc Ledoux, back for, I think, the fifth time. Maybe that's an Arts and Seizures record. I'm facing, of course, in the Durwood Kirby chair, the co-host with the most everybody's favorite pizza, Pizza Rumba.
We got pizzas, too. And plus, we have the pizza maven of Berlin himself.
We have Alberto Wowsville, who has flown in especially for, unfortunately, a tragic occasion. But I'll tell you what, we're talking about our friend Billy Miller, who has passed on to join the pantheon of great rock and roll heroes. And his teenage abandon, his joy, his happiness, and all the people he brought it to will live on forever. It's really nice of you to fly all the way from Berlin, Alberto, to come. It was Billy's funeral this week. Before we get down to the tippling, the Thanksgiving, and the mourning over Donald Trump, we're not mourning for Billy. We're celebrating Billy for a moment. Those of you who don't know, Billy Miller of Norton Records was absolutely a hero. And if you can judge a man by how many lives he touched, by how much joy he brought around the world, then Billy is truly a hero. I mean, the fires they set all over the world, the people they inspired with their rock and roll, with Norton Records, with their own band, the A-Bones, and all the great people they discovered. I mean, Hazel Atkins, probably they're just putting out that record, probably made more people do their own hillbilly stomp than anything. It's just incredible.
It's you know, just way beyond the people that actually heard Hazel or heard Mighty Hannibal or any of that. It's just the fact that they put the force behind retrieving rock and roll from oblivion. There's a handful of people around the world. It's an unseen hand that reaches out to millions and millions and millions. And I was explaining to my son, you know, he's all into Bruno Mars and stuff like that. And I'm saying, Sergey, guys like Billy Miller, are you don't even know it, is the reason why Bruno Mars even does what he's doing, the R&B and the reality to what he does. It puts into emotion this force, and there's only a handful of people like that, like Alberto.
Yes. And Alberto, too. And, you know, we were at Billy's funeral last week, and what I kept thinking about while I was there is obviously there's this great sense of loss and sadness, but there was so much love in that room. It's so much
love,
so much community, and really fandom, you know? I mean, it really is, you know, fandom. And these guys were super fans who became leaders, and they took their enthusiasm, and they started their own thing out of it. And to me, that's rock and roll. Rock and roll is a message of optimism, and no one leapt on that more so than Norton Records, Billy and Miriam Winna, who were tag team champions. They were partners. And I have a funny Billy story. I mean, many of them. But
toasting Billy right now.
All right,
everybody, let's do
it. To Billy.
And I promise we're going to get to the wine tasting and Thanksgiving.
Well, we're good.
And toasting. Even the Rolling Stones. But when I put out my first book, I Have Fun Everywhere I Go, there's an A-Bone story here.
Are you reading that book?
I am going to read a little bit of it.
Good, because nobody else did. I read that book, actually. We all read that book.
I read that book.
It's world's greatest title. I could murder you for that title. Then I would steal it.
The jealousy becomes you, Zaremba. But the A-Bones.
Green does
Billy
become
Miriam, are the first thing in a very lengthy index. So I always said to Billy and Miriam, you're number one in my book, or you're number one in my book, better yet. But the story is, I can read a paraphrase, but this was during the wrestling era, when I was working for a wrestling magazine, and that giant lumbering doofus Hulk Hogan kept on selling tickets, and the Blatts needed writers, hence me being employed. Hulk Hogan was the human equivalent of Big Bird, outsized, yellow, and dumb as a summer squash. I think the Cookie Monster would have taken him in a fair fight. Ernie and Bert had more genuine pathos than Hogan. But Hogan had slammed Andre the Giant in the Silver Dome, and he wasn't going anywhere. And somehow I convinced my friend Ron, this is a guy I worked with at Midnight Records, and J.D. Martignon, another friend of ours who we lost recently, part of the extended rock and roll community. Anyway, Ron... convinced me we needed to go see to Madison Square Garden to see Macho Man Savage and Hulk Hogan in a steel cage, and he bought 4 tickets. It was for him and his girlfriend and me and a date to be named later. I didn't have a girlfriend at the time, and let me tell you, it may seem easy enough to find a date to go with you to see a steel cage match, but I'm here to tell you not so much. And the week before the show, I still had no name on my dance card. And I went downtown to see the A-Bones play because I figured the gigs were always a party. Probably some chicks hanging out. And maybe I could talk one of them into coming to see a wrestling match with me and double date. And I told the story to Billy Miller, who was sitting at the bar, that I was looking for a young woman to accompany me to a steel cage match at Madison Square Garden. And even with the promise of 2 half-naked men ripping each other's flesh across 4 walls of chain-link fence, no way was anybody coming with me. He was shocked, and this is what he said to me. He said, well, you know, Sharky, we do a dance contest thing toward the end of the set, and we usually give away a record or something. Why don't we make it win a date with Mike Edison to go see wrestling? So this is what I had been reduced to. A dive bar door prize being auctioned off to whichever local tosspot could manage to do the twist for 2 minutes and 50 seconds without falling on her ass. This was probably the nadir of my romantic life. And there were a lot of girls there. But what happened was there were 2 guys who danced very, very enthusiastically because they wanted to go to wrestling. But afterwards, a very, very pretty girl said to me, I would love to go to wrestling with you, but I'm not about to dance for you to do it.
And
thanks to the A-Bones, I got laid. I ended up going out with the girlfriend. After the wrestling thing, we ended up going to see Frank Sinatra. But I owe it all to the A-Bones and to Billy Miller. Now you can hit the applause button, Dave, and the love button. Whatever else you got back there. There's quite a loss with the passing of Billy, and we're sending our love to the whole Norton family from Arts and Seizures. Now to the wine.
I've already gotten there.
All right, and how is it? What are we drinking, John Lucas?
Every year I try to bring some things that I enjoy drinking for Thanksgiving, so there's no stopping again this year. I brought something really rare and really fun and really cool today. This is my favorite estate in Provence. It's called Domaine Tempier. They make some of the fiercest, greatest red wines in Provence. Actually, I had a bottle over the last 3 days because it was a young wine and really needed to open up. And it was only, it started becoming great on the third day. But today I brought the white. It's only 3% of their production, really rare stuff. It's a blend of Uni Blanc, Claret. And it tastes a lot like a white Chateauneuf du Pape. And I don't know if you remember in years past, I've always said my favorite wine for Thanksgiving is a white Chateauneuf du Pape. Mm-hmm. So I thought we'd go a little bit more south today with something from Provence. So this is Domaine Tempier 2015 White Bandol.
I think it's fantastic. What do you think, Zaramba? Alberto, are you digging in?
I'm digging in.
I think right. I want a bottle of this for Thanksgiving.
You can.
And I know I can. Well, I think I know where to get it.
I'm willing to bet you can go to Jean-Luc's bottle shop, Le Douze.
I'm on my way.
On Washington and what's the cross street over
between
there?
Between Morton and Leroy.
And Martin Leroy in the far West Village. And what would a bottle of this set someone back?
This one will set you back $40.
$40.
That's an expensive one.
It is. It
you know what?
Like
I was. You know,
one.
I was here today. We were celebrating Billy Miller. And thanks God, not talking about the erection. The election. So I thought I'd bring something fun to draw our blues.
It's great. It's got
this cures all ills.
It's got a very round taste, almost notes of like copper, almost like a metallic little thing going on there.
Very
I find mineral. It very round.
It's very mineral. You're talking about the minerals.
It's very mineral.
Yeah.
That earth down there is like it's not even earth. It's just a bunch of crushed rocks.
Journey to the center of the earth with Pizza Remba.
Journey to the center of the earth.
Journey to the center of Pizza Remba's mind.
Oh boy, Journey to the center. There we.
All right, we got a little Polish music coming up for you a little later.
I'm gonna make a old fashioned way the way dear old Dan used to.
Oh good lords. Remember, you've been on the road with the Flintstones the last few weeks.
Have I? Yes, I have.
Yeah, do you recall?
For about the past 40 years, yes.
Yeah, well, no, but I think the last 4 weeks you've been from Oslo to Berlin.
Saturday we were together.
Saturday we were at Wilesville.
In Wilesville, Berlin.
Wilesville, Berlin.
Where allegedly you make pizza.
I mean, we made pizza across the street, Villa de Wow.
Villa de Wow. What do you think about the Roberta's pizza?
Roberta's pizza is great.
Yeah, we got here today. We're having a pizza rosso.
How would this stand up? Like, if you had a Berlin pizza, pizza off.
Berlin pizza.
I mean, a pizza off. How would this hold up in Berlin?
I mean, what, this one?
Yeah.
This one is like, could be like in the top five for
right.
sure.
Top five. Wilesville. Top five in Berlin.
Only top five?
If you brought
Berlin is got it's a big competition. There's
but,
a lot
yeah,
of pizza.
But they're
joints.
All Turkish. It's all the kebab joints making
I mean, it's not the kebab. It's the kebab. The doner. The doner kebab.
Doner kebab and a pizza and a, you know, and a whatever, a shawarma and everything. Mm. All
well,
in one.
Well, Alberto says he serves real New York style pizza.
It's better.
To which I say, the more something self describes as New York style, the less likely it is to actually be
that's
New York
true,
style.
That's true, but it's for Berlin, you know?
No, well, Alberto's a man of great taste. Tiene mucho gusto, Alberto. And I'm glad to see. We go back. We have a history, Alberto.
Yeah, yeah, I know you for like more than 25 years almost.
Seriously, I knew you when you were... I had hair, yeah. and your hair was not white.
My hair was long, yeah. First stories with rock and roll is with you.
The pleasure fuckers.
The pleasure.
Alberto was humping gear for the pleasure fuckers before he came to New York live his rock and roll dream.
A very misnamed band. That was a band of highest standards of quality and decorum. I can vouch for each and every member of
quality,
that band.
Yes, decorum, no, not so much. And most members I can vouch for.
Oh, I vouch for them all. Except I know who you're... Okay.
Yeah, the dead fat guy, you motherfucker. Okay, but that's
another
story.
That's a...
Hey, you know.
Back to the wine.
I call it like I see it.
Back to the wine.
And if I don't see it, I make it up.
Now, what's this method of when you're doing the wine tasting and you go like this?
It's called drinking, Zaremba. Oh.
It's just to make crazy noise in the microphone, you know? Underwater with Peter Zaremba.
Let's all do it together.
Okay, let's all do that. And we're going to see what the... It aerates the wine.
It's getting psychedelic. It's
and now, do we have... No. What do the French call that that bucket that you spit the wine out into?
Wait.
Now,
you've never done that. You've never spit out wine.
Well, no, of course not, because you miss one of the most important aspects of enjoying the wine.
That's wrecking your car afterwards.
Absorption of the alcohol content.
But what do you do when you slurping that wine in your mouth? You're bringing oxygen in and opening it up, so the flavors get stronger, bigger.
Exactly.
So that's what you're doing.
Of
that.
Course.
But wine is a a living, breathing thing, right?
It is.
It's organic and such, and it opens up and it changes. And I mean, I love. To me, the things I love in life. Okay, I love making popcorn because first there's nothing, and then there's everything. You know, you start with something small, and you end up with something very big, which is a metaphor that can be applied to various things. But I'm going to stick with popcorn and wine.
Now we're moving on from Bandol
to the Loire Valley. And this
we
time
love
it's
the
something
Loire.
We all can afford. The first wine was for shit and giggles for us to enjoy.
Delicious.
The second one is for Thanksgiving. This is a 100% Cabernet Franc made from Chinon, from a village called Chinon, by one of my favorite producers who is called Bernard Baudry. And this is from the 2015 vintage, which I think is one of the greatest red wine vintage in the Loire in many, many years. So why do I like Cabernet Franc for Thanksgiving? It's a light red wine with fruit. I know a lot of people like big, heavy wine for Thanksgiving, and I don't think it works at all with turkey. So that's why I like something that's lighter.
Sounds like you're changing your tune, Monfrere, because for a while you were peddling these giant, big, juicy, powerful wines for Thanksgiving.
Well, I changed my mind.
All right. I think what we're doing here, and you're allowed to, but I think what we're doing here is we're climbing the ladder. We started with that a nice white. We're now to a
nice
lighter,
white. That was a fantastic.
Yeah, it actually is pretty spectacular. And to a lovely lighter red, but I know you're holding a third bottle. It's going to be a little bit bigger than this.
No. A little bit bigger than this, but not so much.
But let's
keep the surprise for later.
Man.
Okay.
I'm smelling all sorts of...
This is so good. This is tasting for you all.
Kind of a thing.
Dave, the engineer, you should get a glass of wine, too.
You know what? He's already...
So it certainly couldn't
hurt. Don't get him anymore.
It couldn't hurt.
I think he's already doped up on something. Wait, he's already got the glass.
It could.
They've all got the glasses.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought
Dave was getting a little sleepy on the job, or as it was.
They heard you were here, Jean-Luc, and... Dave's ooh, going la, for the
la.
White.
Ooh la la.
A little later in the show, we're going to attempt to cover the new Rolling Stones single for the third time.
We are.
We're going to get it right today.
Third time's the charm, Mike.
Right. I love that the new Rolling Stones single is 60 years old.
Yeah, I know. So well, after they waited 50 years to cover it, we waited like 5 days. we couldn't wait. We still can't get it right, though.
All right. Let's try this.
I love the Chenon. And by the way,
I love Chenon. I love Chenon.
This wine has been on the Roberta's
list
for a long time.
I just sat on top of the bar when we walked in, so I guess we both have good taste. So I guess you should have Thanksgiving at Roberta's.
Oh, that is delicious. I like that. Hey, the Roberta's wine list, the Roberta's wine program is nothing to sneeze at. They're very smart and very sensible over here. What I love about the wine list here is, well, it's not intimidating. It's small and focused, and it makes perfect sense, and it changes constantly. But this one's been on the list for a long time.
Don't so why do you drink whiskey when you come here, then?
Why do I drink whiskey when I come here? The answer seems so obvious, and it's just out of my grasp. So I'm about quit fooling around. Tell you what, we're going to drink this wine. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to continue to celebrate Norton Records and our friends. All right. Let's not forget, it is a pledge drive week here at Heritage Radio, too. So if you're digging the show, please don't hesitate to push the button that says be a member. Pizza Member will come over and to your house and harass you personally.
I think Mike is more likely to do that. But
I'll come with you. Hey, you donate, we'll donate enough, we'll come over and bring a tote bag.
We're going to come over. We'll bring the tote bag. We won't leave it, but we will we'll tote things out of your house with it.
Okay, we're talking about Norton Records and all the great rockabilly and garage music that they've put out over the years. But if King Isnewitz. Did I say that right? You're the Pollock.
I don't know.
King, if this were the only record that they had ever put out, they would still deserve all accolades and acclaims of greatness.
Isnewitz?
Okay, King Woo Woo.
Isnewitz.
He was a monster. As I understand the story, a monster polka musician in the early 70s who realized that the winds had changed.
Did he win 50 Grammys?
And no.
No, that's not the way.
No. Nor did he win a Nobel Prize for Literature. But he understood that if he wanted to stay in business at the bowling alley, he better lose the polka and start with the rock and roll. This is one of my all-time favorite Norton records. We're here at Arts and this is a Seizure celebrating Thanksgiving with our friends Jean-Luc Alberto and, of course, Pizza Rumba and celebrating our good friend Billy Miller. Dave with Give It a Twirl. We'll be right back
Alberto
with more
Wildsville.
And more rock and roll. Let's hear it for King Lou.
There she was on the walking out of sea singing. Watch out.
Thanksgivings.
What are you guys doing for Thanksgiving?
Steak.
Steak, that's good. Yeah, get on that thing there, Jean-Luc. Don't be afraid.
Yeah, steak this year. But yeah, let's talk about the wine that we just had. So that was a Chinon 2015 from Bernard Baudry. You know, like the big word this year is natural wine. This is 100% natural wine. Mm. It's actually a biodynamic wine. So this is organic, but beyond organic, you know, using like there's a philosophy behind it that takes into consideration the phases of the moon and all sort of things. And this
the
is
the phases
like
of the moon.
The phases of the moon.
This is voodoo wine.
From the dark side to the, you know.
This is like
right
Larry Talbot. You know, like,
I love it. I'm gonna plug in my guitar and make some voodoo music.
Yeah, awesome. You can only like drink this while you're playing voodoo music. You know, so
this is the, again. What is this? Let's keep telling the people so they can run out and get it.
Chinon, Bernard Baudry, 2015.
It's great. It's really, and I think. Again, with my turkey, I'd have this.
Yeah, you know, it's something that's like, I mean, it's got depth to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's got complexity to it, but it's,
but
not,
it's not heavy.
It's not heavy. It's not going to overwhelm, you know, whatever you're eating. And also, you know, you can drink lots of it.
Yeah.
That's very important. Very important.
It's a long meal. It's nice. That's sort of like a nice, that's also important. I believe why you got off the Zinfandels, because people were getting drunk before the turkey showed up with this very high alcoholic wine, very big wine. And boy,
everybody was falling apart, you know, and especially this year with the conversations around the table for Thanksgiving, we need light wines. You don't want people to be trashed.
True.
Well, I'll tell you, last week or last show, 200, we had a rabbi here to bless us and to talk about not getting into fights with our family who are Trump supporters. That's hard business. Look at Alberto's eyes are huge.
Yeah. I know.
It's tough going, you know? It's
a tough year for Thanksgiving.
I'm unrelentless. Listen, let me tell you something. Okay? I believe in coming together. I believe in unity. I believe in love. But if you walked into a ballot booth and knowingly voted for someone who is publicly a racist, xenophobe, homophobic, woman-hating cunt... I shouldn't say that. I should say cock. Because I should be more progressive than to think that female genitalia should be a negative, because as is well known, I'm a...
You just did it.
I'm taking it back.
You can't walk that back.
I'm walking that back. I love. I don't grab the pussy. I worship the pussy.
You look like you have blood coming out of your wherever.
But I'll tell you what. No, there words. When I think of Donald Trump, it's no. Seriously, blood comes out of my whatever. All right. No, I'm telling you, I'm so angry. And anybody who's not angry isn't with my plan. You're either with me or against me on this one. And that's really the way I feel about that. If you walk into that voting booth, if you think this is okay, I'm here to tell you it's not, because you just voted against me and all my motherfucking friends.
Best thing ever said.
Listen, I work for Hustler. I work for Screw. Politically correct is not in my fucking basket of tricks. Okay? But I'll tell you what is. Decency, humanity, civil rights, human rights, and love. L-U-V, motherfucker.
That was very lovingly put, Mike. Very lovingly put.
Hey, the show's all about love. We're the love generation.
Are you trying to play music or something?
No, we're getting around to that. This show's very progressive. In the past, we've come out against poverty, against racism. We're against it. We're against rape. We are. But unequivocally,
you're very
against
negative.
It.
You keep saying
against
you're negative.
Well, then we're against negative.
What are you going to do with that thing?
What am I going to do with that thing? We're going to get around to playing the new Rolling Stones single.
But before that. You're playing in.
We're still on Turkey Day. We're still focused on the turkey.
Let's finish this off.
This Chinon, I believe, is going to pair beautifully with the turkey.
It's $20 a bottle.
It's a holiday. Come on.
It's a holiday. Splurge a little bit.
Even Dave the engineer can afford that.
It's definitely not. Definitely the day to move away from the yellowtail. And reach down for that extra $5.
Listen, corporate wine sucks, as does corporate rock. Okay, enough, and corporate sports, enough. Okay,
you know, I've been.
You gotta bring
the
power to the people.
You know, I've been by the vineyards of Yellowtail many years ago. I have to tell you, it's a disgrace. It's a 5-mile by 10-mile vineyard in the middle of the desert that needs water from the Margaret River.
Yeah, from
that,
like
that.
Yeah.
Being trucked in from like 100 miles away to have this vineyard survive. So it's kind of a sham.
Well. That's what I was saying. Reach down for an extra $5 in your pocket and get a delicious wine from the Loire Valley, where they don't have to truck the water in because it's right there. They're in the Loire Valley. It's beautiful.
I didn't realize this wine.
It rains all the time.
This was biodynamic wine, which is great. So
you're biodynamic.
You can drink it, not only feel good, but you could feed your liberal guilt complex.
It helps with a hangover. No, I don't.
You know what's good for a hangover?
No hangover with this.
You know what's good for a hangover?
What?
Drinking too much the night before. How you feeling, Alberto?
I'm feeling fine.
All right. I don't see you enough. It's because you live in Berlin. But
that was some show, huh? just to mention it, that was some show, huh? The Flesh Tones
Wild at Heart. That was great.
Yeah, Wild at Heart Berlin.
The Flesh Tones on tour never stops.
On tour, baby. As I was saying, on tour and on campus.
Troubadours for the New World.
On campus.
You know what show I was really jealous about? Is when you played with the Nomads.
We played with the Nomads in Stockholm.
I know.
Yeah, you should have been there.
I was dying on the 30th. I was thinking seriously about going.
I wish you had come. I mean, and also, Stockholm, besides being a beautiful city, is actually kind of a fine dining city.
If you like smoked fish.
Come on, there was salmon. I was looking at they had a tub of salmon. I almost took a bath in it, and salmon steaks.
Tub of salmon?
Last time I was up in Sweden with the Pleasure Fuckers, I don't recall if you were on that tour.
No.
I think it was after you were with us. But it was one of those times of the year when it was dark for like 30 seconds.
So,
the
midnight sun.
Yeah. So, which is okay. Which is okay. I think it's healthy. I think we got one more bottle of wine to explore.
Yeah, but if you only finished your first glass,
we could pull the next one.
No. We moved on now.
Please describe the pour.
Okay.
So now we're having a Syrah from the Northern Rhone.
Now we're Northern Rhone Syrah.
Northern Rhone Syrah. So this is not the Shiraz that you get from Australia. This is not a Syrah that you get from California.
This isn't Yellowtail?
This is not Yellowtail. This actually is made from grapes.
It's made from a real grape.
Not melted lollipops.
Not melted lollipops. And let me grab that bottle.
Grab that bottle.
Oh, man.
Let's grab that bottle. So,
bouteille.
This wine speaks my language.
Does it? What's that language?
It's called Terre de Mandrin.
Say a few syllables, Mike. Say a few syllables to the people.
It's made by Tom and Pierre Gaillard. This will set you back $15.99. So we're actually going down, you know. We started high and we went low.
$16.99.
Come on.
$15.99. What are you gonna do with $11.99? And that reminds me of the time we did a great version of Atlantis.
That was wonderful. Okay, a blonde walks into a bar.
Yeah.
A few minutes later, another blonde walks into the very same bar, and the first blonde says, "Oh, you didn't notice it either."
I think this is great, and I think part of the plan for me for Thanksgiving is not to buy to buy lots of wine, but not to buy lots of the same wine.
Yeah, you want it to be like a progression,
and you want diversity at the table. Diversity. You know, it's like usually Thanksgiving involves like 8, 10, 12 people at the same table, people that don't necessarily want to see each other the rest of the year. People that may have voted for Trump this year also might be at the table.
Not at my fucking table.
Not at my table either. But this being said, so you need some diversity. Let's show you what diversity is all about and have multiple different bottles of wine.
Biodiversity. I like it. All right. So, if everybody's taking notes at home, you can find all these bottles where? At Jean-Luc's Bottle Shop, Ledoux Wines in Washington by Morton. I can't wait. I mean, you're still my favorite wine shop in the world.
Am I still your favorite wine shop in the world?
Your wine shop is my favorite wine shop in the world.
Okay.
You were my favorite proprietor.
We should have wrestling matches at those stores.
I thought we used
that
to.
That would attract business.
Yes,
you got to attract
exactly.
business.
I
put a steel cage in the middle of the show.
I missed you so much yesterday for 10 years in a row, 11 years in a row. We were doing like a gig on the Saturday before Thanksgiving, but apparently I've been downsized out.
You weren't invited this year.
You can always reach back to Groucho Marx in the Coconuts, 1929. He does the big land auction scene. It's a total failure, and in desperation at the end, Groucho says, "I'll wrestle anyone here for $5."
All right, hey, Sarumba, I got a present for you. Before we do the stuff,
I
went to the Rolling Stones exhibitionism, the big Rolling Stones sort of wax museum of sorts. That's out by the Meatpacking District. This is the only souvenir they had that was less than $200. It's a postcard, but what a postcard it is! It's Keith Richards' diary from 1963. And my favorite parts, and it's actually about the real size. His diary was about the size of a matchbook, and he wrote this tiny little hand, notes on the gigs. And my favorite part is, on Tuesday, he says, Bo Diddley was an absolute knockout. That's the highlight of the whole thing. And he goes on to talk about, like, yeah, we swung pretty good. Tomorrow will be better. We're going to rehearse. And then his entry for Thursday, the following Thursday, was Bo Diddley, tremendous applause, as usual. So anyway, I brought this for you.
Thank you.
Notes from Keith Richards.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, a friend of mine sent me... a friend of mine, an Italian friend of mine, sent me a link to a documentary on the Rolling Stones in Latin America. I hadn't seen this movie, and I'm watching it, and in the whole beginning is the Rolling Stones are arriving at this studio to begin rehearsal for 2 weeks. And I'm like...
Rehearse?
Right. I was like, the Rolling Stones rehearse?
Yeah, well, maybe,
ever?
Maybe the Fleshtones just take a page out of their playbook.
Rehearse. The gig is the rehearsal.
All right. Well, as always...
Are we going to play this thing?
It is the fastest half hour.
I don't want to play. Let's drink. Come on. One more toast.
What, really? I have to put up another week?
For Billy.
One more toast. To Billy. To Billy
All
Miller.
All right. Here's to Billy Miller, to Norton Billy Records, to everyone who's ever loved rock and roll, because we believe, because
you may
I
not,
testify that rock and roll cures
you
all
You may
ills.
Not know...
It is the message of optimism and hope.
You may not know Billy, but Billy knows you in a way. You know what he's done.
Never
he's,
to be forgotten.
He's changed your life. He really has.
You may not know Billy, but you do know Billy because you have at least one of his records
right.
in your house. So no, you know Billy. No, everybody
even,
knows Billy.
You don't
everybody.
Even need that record. If you have a record by anyone that's any decent now, he's one of the people, a handful of people around the world that make rock and roll real.
Man, they touch so many people.
Right.
Billy and Miriam and Norton. I mean, it's incredible. And you know Alberto as well as anybody. When you moved to New York and opened your record store, I remember you were as like a child on Christmas morning when Billy and Miriam came to your store and said, "Sure, we'd love to put our records in your store."
I mean, for me, it was even bigger than the Ramones. My wife got into the. She was a big Ramones fan. For me, it was Billy, Miriam, Norton.
It's incredible what they did.
Well, people don't even know. That's what I'm saying. They touch people that you don't even know. They don't even know.
You go to Japan.
You could.
You go to England.
You could.
You go to London.
You could.
You go to Pittsburgh, San Francisco, Austin, Texas. Wherever you go, there is a trail of breadcrumbs that leads right back to Norton HQ in Brooklyn.
Listen, I would have never heard of Escuerita without Billy Miller.
There you go.
Escuerita.
Escuerita.
Escuerita. All right, here we go. Arts and Seekers, one more time. Jean-Luc Ledoux, thank you very much for coming by for our traditional Thanksgiving wine tasting.
You've transposed this to E, I hope.
Okay, thank you for reminding me because I'm determined to get it right this week.
Then,
I mean,
then transpose.
Believe me, the Rolling Stones might record a...
Your Adam Brain... To transposing
the Rolling Stones might actually put out another record by the time we get this one right. Thanks to Alberto for coming by. It's really good to see you. Zaremba. Next week for Thanksgiving. I'm going to church next Sunday, by the way. We have Sunday off. I'm actually going to church.
You could use it.
Seriously, you got to get right with Jesus.
You can all use it.
All right. For everybody here at Heritage Radio and Dave in the booth, please remember, member supported. Get with it. Tune in, turn on, and get some. We're going out right now. Happy holiday, everybody, and thanks again to Jean-Luc for this super duper vino. Here we go.
I'm just your fool. Can't help myself. I love you, baby. No one else. I ain't crazy. You're my baby. Just your fool. I ain't crazy. Just your fool. I'm just your fool. I must confess. I love you, baby. I'll take your mess. I ain't lying. No use in jiving. I'm your fool. You're my baby, I'm just your fool. Must be trying to drive me crazy. Treat me the way you do. I sure would please you much, baby. Please let me be happy too. I'm just a fool. Can't help myself. I love you, baby. No one else. I ain't crazy. You're my baby. I'm your fool. I'm just a fool.
can't help myself. Mikey, play it! While I drink this wine, oh, it's good. If you ever leave me for someone else, gonna buy a shotgun to shoot at you. I ain't lying, no use in jiving, I'm your fool. And I ain't crazy, you're my baby, I'm just your fool forever. Watch it, bumps in the road, a heavy load on your feet.
And seizures, can you dig it? Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Sending the message of love from Brooklyn. See you soon.
Listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at @heritage_radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.